Thank you for downloading Producer's Pick from Sounds True, a podcast dedicated to bringing you compelling, captivating, and intriguing selections from our programs. In this podcast, the producers at Sounds True have chosen a selection from a program that they've worked on that caught their attention as a unique or special moment in the recording process. This week's episode, Condemned by the Clock, comes from the audio program Dr. Quantum Presents Do-It-Yourself Time Travel with Fred Allen Wolf. Producer Mitchell Klute was with Fred in the Sounds True studio for this recording. Here's what Mitchell had to say about this week's producer's pick.
I've worked with Dr. Quantum on several occasions, and he never fails to simultaneously entertain me and blow my mind. Fred is the quintessential raconteur and storyteller, someone whose encyclopedic knowledge encompasses tribal cultures, ancient myths, and of course, the intricacies of quantum physics, which he has been instrumental in explaining to the non-scientific reader. This selection, Exploring the Nature of Time, captures Dr. Quantum's many moods, which is to say that the picture he paints is simultaneously very clear and very, very strange.
You can download the entire program, Dr. Quantum Presents Do-It-Yourself Time Travel, at SoundsTrue.com. And now, our producer's pick, Condemned by the Clock, with Fred Allen Wolf.
So, this inner, perhaps illusionary connection maybe is given to us by God of Time or Vishnu or Krishna or Brahma or Jesus or Moses. I don't care who gives it to you. But nevertheless, it turns out to be the first of a series of tethers that binds us in time and space and subjects us to time. And because it subjects us to time, we begin to think that we're, in a sense, enslaved by it, that we can't escape it. We are condemned. We are condemned like prisoners to be condemned to death or condemned to life. We're condemned to life by the time clock. Tick-tock, 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 tick-tock. Time is money. Time is this. Time is this. Time is that. Money time. Money time. Money time. And there we go, living our lives, trying to say to ourselves, knowing full well it's the biggest lie we can tell ourselves. It's the emperor's new clothes. Telling ourselves that that's the real reality and we got to learn to live with it. It's dog eat dog and cat eat dog eat cat eat dog eat money, 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 money. And we got to do it. We got to do it. We got to do it. We got to do it on time, in time, in time. You don't get it done, you don't get any money. Don't get any money, you can't feed yourself. You don't feed yourself, you're going to die, 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 die. Back to fourth fluctuation. That fluctuation which says the big nothingness. So we're going to now look into that very deeply. What is it that's changing? What does it mean that we say time passes? Well, let's start looking at it by, first of all, bringing our minds outside of it by creating what we call the line of time, the timeline. Now, the notion of a timeline or a linear time is really a construction of mind. It is something we do. And in physics, it's a very strong part of our understanding of the world. You see, the world that physicists construct is based upon just three basic premises: time, space, and matter. That's it. Everything that's ever measured, everything that we ever see or claim or can measure is some combinations of time, space, and matter. So having a concept of time is very vital to understanding what physicists are doing and what physics is all about. The simplest concept we can come up with, since we know or we have a sense of the rhythm of life, the rhythm of time, is the notion that time is a line, a straight line. In the beginning was the Big Bang. That started it off. That was the end point of the line of time. Now the line of time keeps traveling. It travels, getting longer and longer and longer and longer and longer and longer. And now we have the first few minutes in which particles begin to appear, and then a few more minutes and go on and on, and hours go on, and the universe gets colder, and then then planets begin to form, and on and on it goes. Finally, we're back here on Earth, and now we're back to maybe 13 billion years later, and here we are. The line of time is still growing, growing, growing into the distant future. And we all live on it, okay? This is our imagination work. We all have this in our minds, and we base a lot of our physics. In fact, a lot of our physics is based upon trying to figure out how things work on that time of line, that line of time. But really, you know, how real is that to you? I mean, you know, what do you care? What you know about is your own kind of time, your subjective time, the time that you experience, your rhythmic variations, like the music you listen to, or how often your thoughts and feelings arise inside of you. These are the time that you play with. These are the times that you are concerned with. It's really what we might call your subjective time. Now, what's happened to us, however, and this is unfortunate, is that we've abandoned this inner sense of time, not because of anything we could have learned from the Bhagavad Gita or even from modern physics, but it's because we've accepted clock time, linear time, as the only time that really is real, the only real time, and that subjective time is called the illusion. Well, God, that happened so fast. And we say, with our objective smugness, well, you were just having a hallucination. That wasn't real. The real time is what says on my watch. You were actually gone 10 minutes. Does it seem like I was gone for hours? I had all these experiences, and this happened to me, and that happened to you. Oh, no. That's just a delusion. That's an illusion. Because I, as a scientist, know what's real is what the clock says. Tick-tock, 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 and that's it. So a lot of us have been conditioned by that. And as a result, we have the daily grind, the 9-to-5 office day. We have all of that stuff that we call the life. And this thing is universal. It doesn't matter what country you live in right now. Everybody's got a watch. I don't care where you are. You got a watch. And therefore, we're all being, if you will, gobbled up by this illusion of time. We're all wearing the emperor's new clothes, our watches, claiming that we have a grip on what's real because of it. We really practice this. We hone it. We have clocks. We have calendars. We have dates we make. We have appointments we keep. And it provides a utilitarian way of living life. It gets us there. It gets us to the event. But it doesn't really say anything to us about the quality, the spirituality, the soulness of that event, which is really why we're going there in the first place. We're going to get in touch with ourselves. We're going because I got a toothache. We want the toothache to go away, because without the toothache, I can get in touch with myself. With a toothache, I just got to deal with the pain all the time. Or we want to have a marriage, or we want to have a house, we want something material in our lives. Why do we want those material things for? Well, other than needing to breathe and food to eat and something to protect us from the elements of cold and heat, we don't really need that much. But basically, we're trying to reach the river of time, that inner flow, that floating state. We all want to get there. That's really where we live. And we are putting up with these distractions. What drives us to put up with these distractions? What drives us to maintain the illusions created by these five fluctuations is essentially that desire. And it's recognizing that that'll help us get through it.